Welcome to the podcast.
Oh,
welcome.
Yes.
Rami.
Hello.
Thank
welcome.
You.
Hello, Matt. Hello, Kimber. Hello, extra producers bits. Rami and Kerrod. Hello, me.
Hello, Pete.
Hi.
Hello, Pete.
Hello,
Pete.
Hello.
Hello, Kimber. Hello, Matt.
Later on in the podcast, Oscar Allen from the West Coast Eagles will give his thoughts about the derby this weekend.
Which number derby is it?
55.
Lots.
55. Okay. Okay.
As in since the football started?
As in there's been 55.
You said that so weird. Did you see that on the Facebook, did you?
The football started.
That was one of the moments where I didn't think as I said it out loud.
I live for your shit. I know Paul does. That's so good.
Since the WA team started playing each other.
Oh, that's so funny. That's so funny. I like football. I like sports things.
I like the play.
Football. Gorgeous little Luca. With his little pump up for Oscar Allen.
Great pump up.
We're really enjoying these pump ups. So it's about getting your kid to record a message. And then every week we play one for Oscar Allen from the West Coast Eagles and one for Justin Longmuir from the Fremantle Dockers. And you can register at mix.com.au if you want to take part.
Is that Justin or Justin?
I think I said Justin.
I like how you said that with an American accent.
You know why? What happened?
What happened?
I'm just going to stop talking because I just said,
happened. Said Lucas and then he felt bad and he said Luca and then Justin.
And my mouth's watering and I am starting to have a conniption.
Would you like some food?
Are you okay?
I'm having a prolapse.
You've had
three coffees and a toasty this morning.
I've had two coffees.
But you know what? These days people have such weird names that I'm sure there is a Justin walking around.
Probably. Yeah.
And
probably.
I don't mean weird. I mean, you know, imaginative.
Yeah.
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 I mean, if you name Kimber, anything's possible.
It's a very good point.
All right. I'm gonna
Rami. Carrot. Jesus Christ.
We're all in the
studio together.
Can I tell you a very quick story?
And then we've got the Bible over here, Matthew and Peter.
If you are thinking about calling your child Justin, the meaning behind Justin is you're a loving and caring individual with a tendency to put the needs of others before those of yourself.
Who came up with that?
Justin sounds like a
so
fantastic
sweet. There was a dude that I'd wronged. And he had a name, wasn't Justin, but let's use Justin for this moment. Mm. And I was walking along a beach with my best mate and I was talking about Boogie. I was talking about how I'd wronged this person. And we were both agreeing that I had wronged this person and that, you know, I should take a good hard look at myself. And then I used his name in the sentence and I went, yeah, I mean, you know, Justin's pretty upset. And Boogie, my mate, goes, what's his name? And I went, Justin. And he went, Justin? Oh, f***. So a name can, you know, be quite powerful.
Wow.
Thanks for that. Wise words, Boogie.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great, Boogie. Good on you, Boogie.
I just realised you've got odd, like, named mates. You've got Boogie and you've got Mango.
Yes.
Why?
Nickname, surely.
Nickname. Yes.
Yes.
But
yes.
I mean, like, you know, and you're just Matt?
I've been everything from DY to Tin Dick to Matt, yeah.
Tin Dick.
To Actor Boy.
Why didn't we put that in the show?
Yeah.
Pete, Tin Dick and Kimber.
That's right. Pete, remember, there was Dick some talk Kimber. Of that for a while, actually.
There was talk of that. Yeah. Many moons ago, we had different management, and when we were talking about the name of our show and what order the names and stuff would go in, which I think lots of punters and lots of listeners think that the names go in order of importance. Or like how long you've been here or something. That's not the case. It's just whatever rolls off the tongue usually.
Of course.
But his suggestion, this person in management at the time, wanted to call Matt the Dick.
So it was going to be and the Dick.
And we had to actually push back against that. Like it took some time to go, we don't think that that's a good idea or that it's going to land.
Wow.
Mm. I love it.
I was all for it myself.
Do you just see yourself saying that after Alpha Bucks Kids?
Oh, you know what it is. It's like, you know, Dingo and the Baby and bloody, you know, all that sort of stuff. It's
Dingo
Jesus.
And the Baby.
Dingo and the Baby.
Hey, busy show today, by the way.
Jeez.
Moving on.
Check out Family Guy if you want to know what that reference is.
Busy show today. We've been talking about Prime.
Mm.
Logan Paul's bloody drink that we can't escape even if we wanted to. And we took calls on, if you're a parent that's been dealing with this. And Matt,
I'll tell you how you do avoid it. You don't have kids. I've been avoiding it really easily until you guys brought it into my life.
You make it sound so easy.
I was at Woolworths.
Let's talk about contraception.
This is the biggest contraception. I've seen kids running around smacking windows.
I mean, avoiding Prime and the hysteria surrounding it. I was at Woolworths over the weekend. And I didn't know what was going on. There was all these bunch of tweens running around me, jumping on pallets. Jumping on pallets in the middle of Woolworths. Matt, you brought a good point about parents.
We were chatting off air. It's like, why do they parents just not say no? I mean, if I asked my mum and dad for a can of Coke, right, they'd say no. That was a special occasion sort of thing if we went to a party. You know, my parents said no quite often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's wrong with saying no?
So on the text line, towards the end of the show this morning, I noticed, I think you would have noticed as well, Kim, and maybe, I noticed a lot more parents were starting to chime in with, why are you saying yes?
Yes.
Why can't
driving
you just
all over
say no?
Perth for yeah. a can of drink, yeah. for and, God's sake.
And look, I will put my hand up and say guilty when it comes to the, you know, why don't you just say no, not always doing that, because there are some days, and look, this different story, because I wouldn't be driving them around going to get a drink that is going to, you know,
no.
it's just, like it's poison for you,
no, but
right?
Bringing joy to your kids is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, but, yeah. It, you know, there will be days there where I'm tired.
Sure.
And Mila will, mate, I don't know what it is, but she goes to another level. Like, yeah, if she wants something, right. she's committed to it, I will hear about it from night to morning, through the day to the following night. And eventually you just get to the stage, sometimes you just go,
because the
right,
system works.
And we can see.
You know what is ridiculous,
and we can see
guys?
Where she gets that from.
What I do is I just keep asking my dad over and over and over, and then he always caves.
Yeah, because there's a point where it's just like,
if Pete's having a Joyson rather than a Justin kind of a day, you know that he's primed to get them what they want.
I feel like a terrible person. Bang. Now as an adult, I feel really bad that, like, on reflection, my mum has always worked very, very hard for us and always done everything for us. We were never forced as kids to do the dishes. Like, they, you know, I just saw my mum work tirelessly running after us. And my mum would always say, like, kids, pick up your shoes. Come, Kimber, pick up your shoes. Get your shoes out of the living room. And I knew that if she asked me four times, by the fifth time, suddenly my shoes were gone.
Yeah.
Like, she'd just pick them up and move them, right? And so, like, and I, as an adult,
it's the same in our house.
When I was old enough to recognize what I'd done, I actually feel awful for making my mum run around and do that stuff when it was the smallest thing, but she just never forced it upon us. And so, you know, your kids aren't dumb.
I had this chat with Steppy D the other day, my stepdaughter. It's like, do you think I enjoy doing the dishes? Like, those chores are shit, man. Like, you got to help.
So, kids, if you're listening to this right now and your parents are in the car, pause the podcast and say thank you.
Thank you.
And then continue because you know it works.
Thank you so much.
Your parents will help them out.
Yeah, goodness sake.
But no, you're right. So there's all these people going. There were a lot of, actually, I got a lot of texts this morning from nurses and people who work in the health industry saying we have to start saying no to our kids, particularly over drinks like this, because they're dangerous. And going, we're seeing a lot of increased mental health anxiety, you know, issues like that, stress, psychological problems. And they're like, these things are all contributed to by this kind of behavior.
Do you think it's any worse these days than what it was back in the day when Red Bull first came out? I mean, when Red Bull first came out, I was like, we started noticing it when I was like 15, 16. And I'd have a can of Red Bull a day.
Oh, God.
You know, like, wow. Yeah.
Did your parents know?
A bit of yes and a bit of no. They'd probably see the occasional one. But if I'm out with my mates, for example, and we've popped down to the shops, it's easy just to duck into the deli, grab a can of Red Bull. That's what it was like back in the day. And I don't drink it now. I haven't touched it for years.
Oh, it tastes like poison. Ugh.
It tastes all right.
With a bit of vodka on Saturday night.
Oh, right, yeah. Been there
the
before.
The old corkscrew.
Been there before. Jager bomb. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Boy.
And I hate places that are like, oh, we don't have Red Bull. We do have V with vodka.
Off. No thanks.
Do you know, I used to live in Toronto. When I was living in Toronto, there was a my housemate was the rep for Rockstar. I don't know if they still make Rockstar.
Yeah. Rockstar's a thing.
Right. And our hallway and our kitchen was lined with boxes of the stuff. And every time people came over, that was all we could offer them to drink. We never had anything else in the fridge. It was like you can get water from the tap or take a carton of Rockstar.
Oh,
so when friends came over for drinks, everyone drank it because it was just, we had so much of the stuff. was disgusting.
It's Frantel soda waters at our house. Oh, the yes. cans of for the yeah. flavored cans.
Yeah, we've gone for a bit of that.
Yeah, pretty good.
That stuff tastes like aspartame to me.
A what?
Aspartame.
What's aspartame? That
it's like when you got sugar product into like, a spa. Oh, yeah, like, no, sorry.
You know, like stevia.
Isn't that a show?
You know, like stevia.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you know
yeah,
when you yeah. taste a diet drink?
Yep.
And you're like, oh, it tastes just like the real thing. And then seconds after you finished it, your mouth is like...
Yeah.
It's not that weird.
It's the chemical that you know that in 10 years doctors are going to go... Look, we know we told you to not drink too much sugar, but it turns out that other stuff was heaps worse. We're really sorry.
Rami thought you were referring to Spartacus.
Oh, jeez Louise.
Oh, yeah, that famous scene. Spartan, no, I'm like, a Spartan.
Isn't that a show?
Isn't that the show no, with I'm the hot guy? what is on the podcast today, guys?
Right, okay, sorry.
Okay, dog.
Yeah, really you. Nicely Thank done. You. Yeah.
Look at the evolution of our K-Doll.
He's a great producer.
Yeah,
he really is.
You could be an anchor. You really hear the out.
Ah.
Yeah. yeah.
Nice. Maybe I will.
Mostly come on the show pick. Today we talked about these crazes. I actually loved all the text messages we got. We got a text later in the show that was about the coloured pens. You know, the big fat coloured pens with the 10 inks
oh,
in
loved
them?
It.
Such
yeah.
a craze.
That would
wow.
never work properly because you'd get yeah. ones that had like 18 colours in them yeah. and they would break.
Our tiny little fingers couldn't even fit around.
No.
Yeah. That's why the writing was messy.
But yeah, we did it in big ones as well. We talked a lot about the crazes today.
Yeah, Prime. It's a lot of chat about Prime. We heard incredible stories from parents this morning about what they've seen out there going to Woolworths with their kids dragging them along going, I need this drink, Mum. I need this drink, Dad.
And the voice of reason, Oscar Allen, told us what he actually drinks as an athlete instead of these stupid electrolytes.
Very exclusive. Surprising.
Very exclusive as well. Won't hear that anywhere else.
Yeah. No.
No, it wasn't
listen
water.
Listen and you'll find out.
Okay.
Have a podcast.
Sounds great.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Are you currently going through the Prime craze, this drink that all the kids want, Kimber?
Oh, I can't believe. Parents, you're good people. They're like, I'm driving all over Perth to pick it up. What?
We did get one text through from Lee in Waikiki saying, who the heck is Logan Paul? And I reckon a lot of parents are asking themselves the same thing after Prime came out. He's the guy who owns the energy drink alongside another huge YouTuber called KSI. They're also UFC
and it doesn't
guys.
Doesn't even matter. All you have to do these days is say they're an influencer.
They're an influencer.
And they're clearly influencing.
Yep. Angela in Bauga, tell us about the Prime craze. Is it going through your household at the moment?
It's going through our household. I have a 9-year-old who obviously watches TikTok and has seen these drinks. So we were lucky enough to go to the Woolies in Warwick and go to the drink shelf, a couple there, and then one of the workers tells us there's a whole stack by the fruit and veg. So before I could even turn around, my daughter's bolted. So we almost found one in every colour. Hence, the Warwick high school kids come in, bulldoze almost everybody over, and my daughter kindly tells them, over here, over here. And they just all went crazy, crazy.
Oh, wow. Scenes.
Do you think that they're going crazy because the thing is full of lysolune, D-alpha, tocopherol, acetate, acephalamine, potassium,
retinol,
palmitate.
Okay, we're
going to
move on. I'm Kate in Mirrabooka. Hi. We were talking about this earlier this morning that we have been seeing it on Marketplace. You bought some there.
Yes, I did. Yes, I'd messaged probably about 10 people yesterday trying to find it after not being successful at about 3 different Woolies around the northern suburbs. So,
Kate, is it because you feel like you're going to let your kids down? Is this just a whole series of guilty parents?
He wouldn't shut up about it. Yesterday afternoon, yesterday morning, talking about all the kids having it at school. Some are selling it at school for like $20 each. And he's like, I ended up finding 3, had to drive about half an hour to get it.
What did it cost you, Kate?
Well, actually, these ones were reduced because they only had the tropical peach and orange flavour left.
Oh, are they not the most favourite flavours out of them? Are there more favourite flavours, are there?
I don't think so. Yeah, I think the blue one, the ice pop and...
You mentioned ice pop the other day.
Because all these drinks have natural flavouring, Pete, and I'm wondering what is the natural flavour of ice pop. Does that come from a plant?
I don't know.
The ice pop flavour.
Helen in Butler. now, this is crazy. Scuffles with angry parents and kids. It's going this far.
Yeah, it is. So my son phoned me to tell me after school that he was in Woolies and he had a drink, and he said they're all in there. And I said, okay, well, because I've got two boys, I said, go back in, grab a basket, just put a couple in a basket and just wait for me, because I was doing the school run. I was only about 5 minutes out. I got to the shop. He was phoning me flat out, me driving there, so I didn't answer because I'm rushing to get there also. I got there. My daughter had run into the shop to, you know, tell him we're here. There was parents going in his basket, snatching them, and he was saying, hey, hey, they're mine, and they were like, give them over, give them over.
What?
It was, yeah, there was school kids, like, give them back. He ended up having to put his school rucksack into the basket to hide the fact that he had Prime in the basket until I got in there. It was crazy.
This is madness.
What store was it, Helen?
It was the Woolworths in Butler.
Right, because we literally just got a text message from somebody on our text line saying, I work for this store, and I saw the whole thing.
Yeah, oh, my goodness. Crazy. It was madness. There was even a woman with a, you know, about a six-year-old, that she told the six-year-old to go up to my son and ask. So he's like, please, can I have one? And he said, oh, you know, I need these ones for my brother. And the parent come over to him and was like, just give it to him. Just give it to him.
Wow. Helen, yeah. Thanks for your call this morning. Gee whiz.
Everybody, I mean, calm your farm.
Look, I can't talk because I lined up for a Nintendo Mini for 8 hours to do the same thing and run. But this drink ain't good for you.
It's just a standard drink that's got nothing good in there, and it's the same as all the other kind of drinks on the shelf that are just, oh, it's just generic chemicals and 10% coconut water.
We just had another text saying the police were called to our store. We've got to follow that text up. That's nuts. Can we follow that text up, producers Rami and Kara? The police having to be called to your store? I want to know which store.
What is going on?
I want to know what happened. This is insane. Svet sent us a story earlier this week, and she joins us now. Good morning, Svet.
Morning.
Thanks for taking our call this morning. We received a text message from you the other morning, earlier in the week, when we started talking about Prime and how it's sold out, this drink that all the kids want. And then we got your text saying, yep, went through this, guys. Can you walk us through it? What happened with your son?
Oh, sure. He was with his friend following this page on where the drink is going to be sold, who's got it in stock, and they found it at a local Woolies store. So they both left school and in the afternoon, not during school. went to the supermarket and came back with a haul of energy, the Prime energy drink. And I was like, okay, yeah, whatever. And then looked into it a bit more to see what this is about, and I found out that, yeah, it's not that great for them. But he's 17, so I suppose he's starting to make his own decisions. And yeah.
And Svet, you thought, he said that it was a total bargain. He was like, look at all these great drinks I got for $22.
$22. And I was like, okay, well, in this day and age, it's not that cheap.
How many has he drunk? You said he bought five flavors when you text. So how many has he tried?
He's had two so far. So I'm saying that he can have one after doing a workout at the gym, but I'm just thinking, oh, that's it, I'm not going to let you buy that many more. I think it was just all the craze and the fact that they actually found someone that had it in stock, that it was just like, yeah, let's grab as much as we can. And when they were at the supermarket, there was a flock of kids down there as well doing the same thing, just grabbing them off the shelf. It was crazy, apparently.
Are you hearing this from other parents that you might be talking to as well, who've got kids around the same age as you?
Yeah, correct. They're all saying the same thing. It's just like the craze back in the day of those fidget spinners and Pokemon cards that they used to, you know, die for and need to have. So, yeah, I am hearing it from other parents as well.
Wow. And yet there's nothing in this that's good for you.
the way it's sold, though, you know, it's a hydration drink and, you know, post-workout drink. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'm not sold on that.
Svet, until your son started talking about Prime, had you even heard of Logan Paul before, the guy whose drink this is?
Oh, yeah, I have, because he's spoken about him before, but I didn't know what Prime was until the craze started, that the kids just had to have this, and then I found out it was from Logan Paul and KSI, but I had no idea.
And you say he's been hunting it down for weeks was in your text message as well.
Yeah. They were hunting it down. They get on a social media page that lets them know who's stocking it, who's going to get it in stock. I don't know how they find these things out. But anyways, they've been trying to track it down for a few weeks, and now they've got their hands on it. And Yeah.
And it was all much to do about nothing.
I'm just thinking, I've got, you know, this highly sought after drink in my fridge that can be sold on for more to make a profit. Really?
Seriously, Svet, we're seeing it go on Marketplace.
It's all over Marketplace.
For bank. Like, kids are going there, they're buying the sold-out drinks, they're getting their hands on it, putting it on Marketplace and selling it for ridiculous markups and making a lot of money. You're living on a gold mine right now.
Yeah. Don't drink anymore.
Thanks so much for your text, Svet. And also, yes, it was me texting you back. Pete and I actually text you back.
Yes.
Whenever you text our text line, 0400 21 945, Pete and I write back.
That's awesome. I had to sing that jingle in my head to get the number right because I was like, what's the number again? And I was like, okay, Maddie's singing that jingle in my head to get that number.
You're talking about this one. 04-800-21-945.
There you go.
That's the one.
All right, Svet. Thanks for joining us this morning. Put that stuff away in a vault, yeah. Svet, okay?
Yeah. Have a great day, thanks, Svet.
Guys. You too.
Game day is made electric this footy season at Crown.
Alan, unbelievable!
And right now, with Pete, Matt and Kimber, it's our very own West Coast Eagle.
Can you believe this?
Please welcome Oscar Allen.
Good morning to you, mate.
Good morning.
Hi, got your prime with you this morning, Oscar.
I don't. That's all that's going on at the moment. I've heard so much about it, but no, I haven't actually tried any of it yet.
No. Have you seen it around? Have you seen bottles around the place?
I actually have, yeah. I had a store visit for West Coast, must have been Tuesday night, and kids were handing me prime bottles to sign. So no footy jumpers, no hats, no scarves.
They want
prime bottles to be signed now. So it's better than their kids taking off their shoes and watching me sign their shoes as their parents look across disapprovingly. But yeah, it's something new and it seems like the kids are loving it at the moment.
Wow. And that's what we've been talking about this morning. We have been asking for your crazes that you beg your parents for because it's swept through Perth this week. We're hearing stories about, you know, parents being dragged to Woolworths to try and grab bottles of Prime and whatnot.
But it's everywhere. It's essentially like a Gatorade, right? But you're a professional athlete. At the end of a game, are you just drowning yourself in Gatorade? Does this stuff do anything?
Yeah, some people do, but to be honest, the thing that a lot of the West Coast players do, we drink chocolate milk after the game. So just Masters chocolate milk.
Oh, there you go, Masters.
Oh, Masters yeah. Is going to love that. The regatta later this year.
Yeah.
Why choc milk?
I think it's something to do with the salts and the electrolytes in there. I'm not too sure, but it's great for help stopping cramping and gives you that energy straight away. So I think it's just real high in, and it's got obviously a lot of calcium in it, so a lot of guys who've had bone stress injuries in the past. So, yeah, chocolate milk's the way to go for us at the moment.
Jeez. You know what
Step
I want to see?
Prime.
I want to see a picture of you with the chocolate milk moustache on an ad on the side of the road on a bus ad.
Yep.
We've got milk, or Oscar Allen's got milk. That's got to happen at some point.
Yeah, we'll get that sorted.
Mate, Fremantle home game, the place is going to be drowned in purple. There'll be a few West Coast Eagles supporters there as well, and it is 3:20 bounce down Sunday afternoon at Optus Stadium. You're 2 weeks in. How's your body holding up and how's the prep ready for the derby this weekend?
Yeah, body's going really well. It's probably been more of a mental adjustment. I think after the games, I'm a bit drained just because of the excitement and the energy and probably the build-up that I'm putting on myself, but I'm really enjoying it, and the way we played on the weekend, it's always good fun to be out there with your mates when you get a win like
you
that.
You got a win, and it was a good win.
Yeah, I thought we played really well, and to be honest, I thought the last 4 or 5 minutes, we probably let them into the game. I think they kicked 3 goals, so the final score probably wasn't a representation of what the day was like either, so just looking forward to this weekend. Obviously, Freo probably haven't had the start they would have looked for, but on paper and the way they've played, they've just haven't really been able to convert those games into wins. So it's going to be red hot and looking forward to seeing how it goes.
Mm. Mate, just speaking of the, you know, staying on the derby this weekend, right? The chat for Freo has been, does Nat Fyfe play? Mm. Are you guys, as the West Coast Eagles, preparing for him to take the field?
To be honest, we haven't actually done any preparation. I think the back line might do it because he's playing as a forward at the moment. So if there is a specific matchup, someone will probably look into it a little bit.
Oh, dude, he's got plantar fasciitis. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah,
it hurts so much. Like,
have you had it before?
I've had it in both my feet.
Oh, you're
cortisone
such an athlete.
Injections.
Has
and
she
all
ever
this...
told you how much of an athlete she is?
Such an athlete.
Such an athlete.
It is such a painful thing to have. I'm like, he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
Now, how do you guys prepare for the derby? Because, I mean, no matter what we hear, and we hear this, it's just another game. It's just another game. It's not just another game, is it? It's different.
Yeah, it is different. I think it also is different for who you are. So I've grown up in Perth my whole life, and I've been a West Coast Eagles diehard fan since I was a kid. So funnily enough, it probably means a little bit more to guys who grew up with the derby and have grown up seeing Josh Carr and Benny Cousins and Daniel Kerr fighting and all those great memories of derbies in the past, compared to someone who's maybe a Victorian kid or a New South Wales kid who never really had that much interest in the WA Derby. So it is a big game, but as we say, like, you're still 7 days between it. The goals are the same. The time goes for the same during the game. They use the same ball, so not much else changes. And to be honest, it never really matters where the teams are on the ladder or form. Just seems like both teams are always up for the fight. So just hoping that'll be the case again, and hopefully it's a good game.
All right. Well, we're going to try and get you revved up for it. We're going to pump you up because we've got some little pump ups.
Little pump ups.
So this is how it works. All right. Every week we're going to play your kids pumping up Oscar Allen from the West Coast Eagles and Justin Longmuir from the Fremantle Dockers. Get their message through at mix.com.au. You can register there. Oscar, you ready for yours this week?
I am. I think we had one last week. It might have been your daughter actually last week.
Yes, we had Isabella.
Yep, and she told me to go out there and kick a bag. So it's got me in the right mindset. I wasn't able to achieve that last week. So maybe this week might be the week where we get a couple on the board.
All well, right.
Let's see how we get you going. Let's see if we can pump you up.
We've got Luca this morning. Take it away, Luca.
Hey, Oscar. It's Luca. Big fan, mate. I went to the game on the weekend with my dad and you did amazing. But let's get out there and do even better for the derby this weekend. Call for the ball from Darling and Cripps and mark the ball and kick it through the big sticks. I'll be cheering you on. We can beat the Dockers. Let's go.
Whoa. Wow.
Love it.
All
sharp.
Right, Luca. Jeez.
You know what I love the most about it? I'm going to go to the footy club now and just talk to Cripper and Jade and say, mate, you've got to kick me the ball this week. That's what's going to happen. It's a game plan. Get the ball in my hands.
Yeah, I've heard it. Luca's put it, laid it really clearly out for us. This is how it's going to go.
No, awesome. Thank you very much, mate. I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to the derby and hopefully you'll be there watching again.
Get your kids to pump up Oscar Allen and Justin Longmuir from the Fremantle Dockers as well. Mix.com.au is where you can register. Just quickly before we let you go, did you have a craze that you begged your parents for?
Yeah, it was actually, I was 3 or 4, and the only reason I remember it is the PlayStation 2 just came out.
Yeah.
And I always wanted a PlayStation, walking through, it might have been Toys R Us or something back in the day, and my brother and sister grabbing everything, and I just said to my mum, like, if I don't get this, I don't want anything. And you know, kids at that age are pretty stubborn. So mum got it for me and she goes, look, I'm not going to help you set it up. And that is pretty much how I learnt to read as a kid, because I was reading the PlayStation instruction. I think it took me 2 or 3 weeks to actually set up and be able to plug the cords into the right spots in the wall and how to get the HDMI into the TV. So I'm actually a bit of the tech guru when I go back to mum and dad's house, because
wow,
that's how I got my early upbringing, learning to play and start up a PlayStation. So they got it for me, but said, look, you're doing it all yourself. And that's probably why I still sometimes indulge in a little bit of gaming here and there.
Nice. Good on you, mate. Hey, yeah, good luck against the Dockers in the Western Derby this weekend. Thanks for catching up with us.
Perfect. Thanks, guys.
This prime energy drink that is blowing through Perth at the moment, Kimber,
mm-hmm,
has caught us this morning. And it's caught us all week. We've been getting text messages and phone calls, but we've been hearing stories from parents about how it's a new craze that kids are absolutely begging them for, and it's sold out everywhere.
Even though it's bad for them.
Yeah.
It's
so
not
we've heard.
Okay. You're not supposed to be having, kids shouldn't be having that level of caffeine. It's been banned from it's banned from Australian shelves to have the excessive caffeine content that it has.
Yeah.
But they're chasing it because Logan Paul's released a caffeine version as well as some other things that aren't caffeine. And so the kids are just running into the stores and they're just walking off the shelves.
But it's because it's Logan Paul. Now, if you don't know who Logan Paul is, he's a YouTuber. He's a internet superstar sensation. He's got more followers across his social media than we have people in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And he was over here earlier this year for the UFC at RAC Arena, but he's a lot more Perth famous than that and has been for a long time. And while he was here, he stood up on a truck with KSI, his mate, who's another huge YouTuber influencer guy, And they have gone into business on this Prime drink, and he held up a bottle of Prime. And of course, the kids see the photos, they see the pictures. Mum, Dad, it's released this week. I've got to have it. I have to have my bottle of Prime. I'm begging you. Please take me to the shops. Get me the Prime.
And you know how that feels when you beg your parents for something that everyone is into? And some parents will just be trying to, like, find it everywhere. I begged my parents for a Cabbage Patch Kid.
Oh, really?
When I was a kid, I begged them. I wanted a Cabbage Patch Kid so badly.
Was it a surprise?
In the 80s, that is what everyone wanted.
Was it a surprise which Cabbage Patch Kid you landed? Did you have to open a cabbage? I mean, I was just past that craze.
No, but they just came in standard boxing, but they were all very different. So they had different hair and different, because I was like, I wanted a blonde one. I wanted one with green eyes. I wanted her to have a dummy in her mouth, because some didn't, you know. So it was like they had slightly different modifications about them. And I,
which one did you get?
Oh, I got the blonde and the blue eyes with the dummy. So okay. I was thrilled with the green eyes. But I remember being disappointed because at the time, and this was the 80s, she came with the wrong name. So they put the wrong birth certificate in, and she came with Stephen's birth certificate.
Stephen.
And right. She wasn't a Stephen.
They had to change it to Stephanie.
Yeah, I can't even remember what I called her. I've still got her.
Really?
Yeah, because I begged my parents.
She in good
her.
Nick?
Yeah, she's in good condition.
I've heard they go for a bit these days, so I went on to it.
Oh, she's in the top of my cupboard, but I still wouldn't give her away.
That's the question we're asking this morning. Crazes that you begged your parents for. You may also be a parent who's who's getting begged for a particular craze at the moment.
Mm.
We've got Andrea in Wanneroo this morning.
Andrea, what was the craze that you begged your parents for?
Okay, this tells my age a little bit, but it was the old Basil Brush.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Basil Brush?
That was a TV character, wasn't it?
He was, and it was a kids program back in the 70s, I think, and he come in like tartan pants or purple tartan pants. And
He wasn't a squirrel, what was he? He was a fox.
He was
a red fox.
Yeah, he was a fox, and like we watched him all the time, and like I don't know if anyone ever remembers him, but he was great. And he really didn't do too much, but he was a funny little character.
Yeah, because he was quite loud and outspoken, I saw.
That's what I've seen of him these days on YouTube. You see compilations of the stuff as just a really good laugh, where you can almost hardly believe he's saying the things that he's saying on this program.
Mm. Andrew, did you end up getting one?
I did for Christmas, but my sister and I, so she got the one with the tartan pants and I got the purple one. She didn't like hers, but yeah, because he always wore the purple pants on the show. But no, it was, and we crave for Mum still probably, well, Mum's not here now, but she kept everything she bought us, so somewhere up in the cupboard with her, so we've still got them back in the day, and I'm 55.
Wow.
Unreal. Andrea, you've got to send us a message through our mixed socials. Take a picture of him. If you've still got him, take a picture of him, send him in. We'd love to see it. Chantal in Wellard, good morning.
Good morning. Chantal, how are you?
Oh, we're great. What was the craze you begged your parents for?
I was very much into the Backstreet Boys, so I had the trading cards, the folders, everything that came out with Backstreet Boys on it, we had it, as well as the Spice Girls. They had their own trading cards, the perfume, the shoes.
How many trading cards do you get in a set of Backstreet Boys? There were only so many of them.
There's only five, right?
Yeah. I think there was like four or five in a packet, so.
Was it just the Backstreet Boys in different outfits?
It'd be different outfits and different poses. That's what it would be.
And then freak shots, individual shots.
Chantel, the Spice Girls stuff has got me. Because, I mean, I was a fan of the Backstreet Boys. I think we all were. Same with the Spice Girls. But I remember the Spice World album actually had a booklet on the inside, as most of these albums did. And you could buy Spice Girls merchandise. And it had like Spice mugs, Spice jackets, Spice this. Now, I'm not afraid to say it. I was that big a fan. I begged Mum and Dad for a Spice jacket.
Did you get it?
No, I didn't get it. I wanted to be a
Spice
Boy.
Didn't come in your size.
No. But Chantel, thanks for your call this morning.
Thank you.
Hey, we've got 10-year-old Peter in Hammersley calling. Good morning, Peter.
Hi.
Peter, what's the craze you've been begging your parents for?
So on Monday, my friends were bringing Prime to school. So I begged my grandpa after school to go to the Karen up in a loo to get some, but they wasn't there.
To get the Prime drink?
Yeah, but then we went to in a loo and it wasn't there. No, I mean, it was there, and then we got it, and then, yeah.
So you've drunk some? You've had some of the prime drink that everyone's talking about?
I've had all of it.
All of them? It. You've tasted all the flavours?
I want to try another one.
Now, Peter, is this the thing that all of your friends are talking about this week?
Yeah, but it got banned yesterday.
Yeah,
oh,
it did.
It got banned. At school.
School banned. Okay. Now, that was only a matter of time. Hang on, Peter. We're just going to pop you on hold, mate, because the phone line's a little bit in and out. But we hear what Peter's saying there, you know, and this is the classic what we've been talking about this morning.
He went on Monday and he's tried all the flavours. That's like five or six different drinks since Monday.
That's unreal. And already having been banned from school. So, and this is the thing that we all went through as kids.
It can't taste that good. I mean, honestly, I've had a Gatorade before and just been like, what is this?
I don't think it's about that. Blah. I think it's about the fact that it's Logan Paul, it's KSI, it's all my friends are talking about. I mean, it could be water. And they'd be going on about it like this.
Yeah, true.
Kimber's Big Ones. You will win a crappy prize.
Lorraine, from my neck of the woods, Kimber, Southern River. Good morning.
Morning.
Lorraine, are you excited to win a crappy prize today?
Yeah.
Oh, good. It's coming your way, hon.
I don't care. I'll take anything.
It's coming your way. Don't worry. Whether you win or lose, have you played Kimber's Big Ones in the car or at home before?
I have listened to it before, but I haven't played it. So I've played within myself, but yeah.
Good on you.
Not on radio.
No, no. Well, Lorraine, we're going to give it a go. Today we're talking about crazes. We're talking about all the crazes we used to beg our parents for and all the things we've grown up with. And we're going to put them in order today via their decade. Okay, so I'm going to give you some very popular items that have been crazes over the years. I'm asking you to put them today from the oldest craze to the newest.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're going to go with a Tamagotchi. A Tamagotchi, the Japanese sort of little digital pets. They were really, you had to feed them, look after them, make them sleep, all of that.
I used to come back to mine to see it full of poos.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was terrible at looking after it, Lorraine.
And that's up against the Heelys, which are the roller skate shoes. You know, the sneakers that just have the wheels in the back.
You can scoot around on at any time.
And as well as the lettering book. Now, the lettering book was, of course, the font book that you used to trace when creating word art for all of your assignments.
Then we got computers, Lorraine. And we actually had word art.
How very dare you. Right now, there are people listening going, oh, my God, the lettering book. I don't think you have any idea how it really held a place in our hearts.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So, Lorraine, do your working out loud. Tell us what you're thinking when we're putting in order from oldest craze to newest, the Tamagotchi, the Heelys, and the lettering book.
Well, I think the Tamagotchi's probably in the 80s.
Right, okay. Any thinking behind that? You just...
Oh, I remember my kids probably having them.
Okay, yep.
So, yeah.
You can ask Pete for any advice too along the way. He can phone a friend.
Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, Pete.
I can't guarantee he knows anything, but...
actually, I might change that. Can I change that to the 90s?
Oh, yeah, you haven't locked anything in yet. You're good.
Yeah, I haven't locked yet. Okay, so I'll lock in the 90s there.
Okay.
Okay.
Do I have to actually get the correct year? Or?
No, you just know. Just the decade.
Was this game not explained to you by Rami, the producer, off the air earlier?
He did say decades. Yes, he did.
Yeah, just the decade, love you, right?
Sorry, Rami.
Just in order of oldest to newest.
Okay, so the Tamagotchi's in the 90s. The lettering, I'm not sure. I don't remember the lettering. I would have to say maybe the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the other one was...
The Heelys, the roller skate shoe.
The roller skates. Well, they... Probably they were in the 70s.
Okay. What do you think? So what do you think? Oldest to newest? You can ask Pete if you've got anything you want to...
Well, it sounds like you're going Heelys, Tamagotchi, Heelys, the lettering book, and Tamagotchi. Is that right, Lorraine?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I feel like Heelys were, I feel like I saw kids riding around on Heelys, you know, only the last sort of 20 years, but who knows? Because Yeah, I've only been around so long. So
we locking in, Lorraine?
Follow your heart, Lorraine.
Yeah, I'll just lock it in, yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. I can tell you that the Tamagotchi, you are correct, is very much the 90s, 1997. They sold 80 million units.
And they're still selling them.
Right? Wow. Unbelievable. The lettering book sold over 2 million copies, which is quite incredible, for 1982.
Okay.
Right.
So you've got that order right. Yeah. Where are Heelys?
The Heelys, selling 4.5 million pairs so far. Mm. They're from 2000.
Oh,
2000.
Yeah, so the correct order, the lettering book, then Tamagotchis, then the Heelys. But Lorraine, you still win a crappy prize.
Okay.
You get something from the fun bucket. So producer Rami and producer Kerrod will tell you what's in the fun bucket to choose from and you walk away with something great.
Maybe the lettering book. We'll see if we've got a lettering book in there.
You have no idea. If you loved the lettering book, text us 04800 21945. Honestly, it held a special place for us. There was no word art, Pete.
Thanks, Lorraine.
Okay, thank you. Pete, Matt and Kimber.
People's stories with their kids, dragging them to the shops to try and find this prime drink that swept Perth this week, Kimber.
This is unreal. Peter went to Maddington and got a couple, and then his daughter decided she wanted more, so then they went to Kalamunda. Maddington to Kalamunda, and then went back to close by as well to get more as well. And then someone else has said that their son went in to buy some at Carramar and got a few, went in wearing his helmet. Got a few, then went home, ditched the helmet, changed to a bucket hat, went back in and bought more because he thought that he wouldn't be able to be sold more wearing the same hat.
Gee, the future looks bright, doesn't it?
Hey, Maddie.
What a world we live in.
You know, we're talking about the future, but why don't we talk about the past?
The past. Well, I'll tell you, you know, kids, you may not realise this, but there were crazes before Logan Paul came onto the scene. I mean, we badgered our parents for the game Pong. You know, because you had to have Pong. So yeah, it ain't.
It's like I was there.
Yeah. That was about it, really, wasn't it? So it ain't a new thing.
I remember when I drank some Prime. There was something so special about its taste. Now I need to see a doctor, cause my heart it raced. Oh yeah. But it could have been a yo-yo, or a poppet, or a fidget spinner. There's always something new to delight us, until that new thing's just not new enough. It's just not the craze, yeah, and driving us crazy. It's just not the craze, yeah, that will soon be. Stuffing my marbles inside potato head. Mom said, get your backside off to bed. Play with my Tamagotchi instead. Oh yeah, I had an elf doll, Mashi Monster, yeah, I had them all. Tarzo, Scoobies, those little trolls. Didn't need direction from Logan Paul. Just not the craze, yeah, and driving us crazy. It's just not the craze, yeah, that will soon be gone. It's just not the craze, yeah, and driving.
Mate, the troll dolls.
The trolls.
The trolls.
The trolls.
Used to have those on the top of my pencils at school.
Damn. Loved straight. Them. Pete, Matt and Kimber. Mix 94.5.